The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning. This is Carol Gordon of Hartmenders International, broadcasting from News Radio 1000 KTOK. My husband Lewis and I founded Hartmenders International, where hearts and lives are changed. We are a generational ministry called to proclaim the message of the healing of hearts, marriages, and families. The crying challenge to keep families whole and healthy is so great today that it calls for a strong, proactive, biblical approach to life. Our Heavenly Father designed marriage and family before the fall, and He knows how to build healthy family relationships now. We have available help from heaven. Lewis and I were married for 46 years. We had almost 22 years in our honeymoon of healing before he moved to heaven in 2002. The Lord continually urged our growth and refining by his word. We encountered many of the same issues your family may be going through in the unfolding life of our family. We have had marriages that ended in divorce, financial pressures, prison terms, health problems, misunderstandings, reconciliations, and many other challenges. The Lord faithfully brought us through them. We learned to lean on Him, and He's healed, strengthened, and is maturing us. Early on, He told us to give to others what He taught us. In 19 years of ministry together, Lewis and I saw hundreds of families, thousands of individuals, go up to a new level in their walk with the Lord. With others in my family, we are now in our 19th year of weekly meetings on Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, where we share and pray for needs. Don't struggle alone. You can call in for prayer at our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. Again, I'm Carol Gordon, and I am so pleased to have as my guest today David Dunn, who is the research director of the Oklahoma Family Policy Council. And he is very actively involved in many of the issues of our cultural war. And I'm so delighted to have you with me today, David.
Yeah, delighted to be here today with you, Carol.
Tell me some of the things that you are involved in there with the Oklahoma Family Policy Council.
Okay, well, the Oklahoma Family Policy Council has been around since 1990. And we're not a single-issue organization. We're a research, education, and communications organization that works on any kind of issue that impacts the family, whether that's marriage, divorce, economic issues, pro-life issues, just the whole range of issues that impact families. We care about those.
That's wonderful. I know I've worked with you through the Marriage Network Oklahoma, and I'm on the board there, and the Abstinence Council.
Exactly. We do have the largest abstinence education program in the state.
Yes, it's very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad to work with that. Looking forward to the Purity Conference coming up next week at the Capitol, and being a part of that. I believe that there was a report that came out just yesterday, the taxpayer costs of divorce and unwed childbearing. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. This is a very exciting report. Carol, most of the public debate about marriage has focused on the social, the moral, the religious aspects of marriage, and those are very important. But marriage is also an economic institution, and there are economic consequences when marriages break up, or when they never, when families never marry in the first place. And this new report, the Taxpayer Costs of Divorce and Unwed Childbearing, first ever estimates for the nation in all 50 states, this is the first time that serious research has been done to determine what is the actual cost in the United States and in the 50 states for family fragmentation.
That is very, very interesting, because some of us are so, we see the destruction to the heart of the people and to the fragmenting of the family and the moral issues. But some people, that doesn't just even register.
Yeah.
But the finances will register.
Yeah.
With people that maybe can make some changes there. And it's sad to say that that's what gets their attention, but it often is.
Yeah, exactly. Well, of course, finances, that oftentimes is an impact on why marriages may break up. But this report is looking to see what it's costing the whole American taxpayers because of this. And it's the report is not necessarily making strong recommendations about whether we need to increase the size of government and the costs of government to pay for the aftermath of family breakup, or whether we should limit government. But what the report is just saying is, here's a snapshot of what it's costing.
Right, and the information is where we start.
Yeah, and the figures are staggering. The researcher that did this research was a PhD, Mr. Benjamin Scafidi, who's the principal investigator. He's a PhD economics professor at a university in Georgia, and he did this report, and he has determined that there's a minimum cost of $112 billion with a B in annual taxpayer costs nationwide that result from the high rates of divorce and unmarried childbearing. $112 billion each and every year. So that's over $1 trillion that U.S. taxpayers have spent over the last decade to pay for the after effects of family fragmentation.
That is amazing. That is amazing. We got whole families. Just if we could just suddenly have whole families and stop those costs, we'd get out of a lot of the debt that we're in really quickly.
Yeah. Well, and they... thing about the report is they were very cautious to not be sensational and not to overestimate the cost. This is we're spending at least $112 billion each year in the country, and the costs are, you know, more than likely much greater than that. What they did is they assumed that the major effect of family fragmentation was poverty. Because the data clearly shows, it's been quantified in the literature for a number of years, that when people divorce, or when girls have children out of wedlock, that they're going to be living in poverty. 80% of poverty can be, you know, tied back to that kind of a situation.
Exactly.
And so that they use that as kind of a base for the study. And they found that, you know, the government is having to spend, there's just a number of anti-poverty programs, social programs. And let me see here, I've got a list. Let's see, it's right here. Okay, I mean, some of the things that the government spends the money on to deal with the after effects of divorce and unwed childbearing is, well, we spend like $19 billion each year on the criminal justice system. Of course, then the temporary assistance to needy families, the TANF, food stamps, housing assistance, Medicaid, the various state children's health insurance programs, child welfare, Head Start, the school lunch and breakfast program. All these various programs are spent. That's what contributes to the $112 billion that is spent.
Mm-hmm.
They also found, of course, there's the various 50 states, and they determined that California has the highest expenditures. It's over like $4.8 billion each year that California spends. And the state with the least expenditure is the state of Wyoming, and it's like $61 million each year. But Oklahoma, they estimated that Oklahoma taxpayers share a cost of at least $430 million each and every year because of our state's high rates of divorce and unmarried childbearing. So if you total that, say, for example, over the last decade, that would mean that Oklahoma taxpayers have spent over $4.3 billion. So, I mean, it's just amazing what we're paying for because of the fact that our families have trouble staying together.
That is just amazing, amazing. I see, you know, individual cases of people that are in hurting situations or been left with children or, you know, are homeless or whatever it is, but most of us are not impacted with the big picture very often. And so this is Carol Gordon and David Dunn, and we're discussing this report that has come out about the taxpayer costs of divorce and unwed childbearing, if you're just tuning in, because it's just tragic. Hartmenders has worked for years trying to help families get to healing places where they're whole and the children have two parents that are there for each other and for the children, because that is God's plan. But we have an enemy who has gone in and ripped up and separated and caused offense and hurt and all, till it's affecting every part of our society. And we're just now looking here at the financial impact of that.
And that's not to say, of course, that there aren't many other benefits to marriage. I mean, the spiritual training of children, you know, love, family cohesion, just a number of things that are important, as Scripture would teach us. But the thing that's especially important about this report is, you know, for a long time, people have said, well, oh, it's just the church's problem, or it's just, you know, religious people care about marriage, but the rest of us, you know, we can live our lives the way we want. The thing that this report shows is that when people choose to do that and choose to abandon God's ideal, then there's going to be a huge economic cost. And so this report can unite both the social conservatives as well as economic conservatives. And, you know, this report was released on April 15th on Tax Day. So when people are paying their taxes, they can realize that you wouldn't have to pay so many taxes if we would take greater steps as a culture to try and strengthen marriages and families.
Yes.
And Oklahoma is doing that, as well as nine other states are taking efforts to do that. And we can talk about that if you'd like.
Well, we will. I know we have about a minute left in this segment, but we will have the rest of this segment. And if you'll come back next week, we'll continue carrying on. I know that the work that you all do is so impressive to me, because just so many times I go and there's somebody from Oklahoma Family Policy Council giving wisdom, encouraging, educating, and I'm particularly thrilled that you reach into the schools and impact the young people. Well, we're going to break today for our commercials. This is Carol Gordon and David Dunn. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Hartmenders International, broadcasting on News Radio 1000 KTOK on your dial. Welcome back to Hartmenders International, coming to you on 1000 KTOK, your news radio station. I'm Carol Gordon. My guest today is David Dunn, Research Director of Oklahoma Family Policy Council, who works in interests of family, and David's a family man himself.
Yes, I sure am, Carol. My wife, Denise, and I, we have seven children, which is kind of unique in today's society, but we're delighted to have seven children, five girls and two boys, and we have four dogs, and we have one guinea pig recently that joined us in January.
So. Well, I bet that keeps you hopping.
Well, yeah, it's a very very busy family, and most of the credit goes to my wife, since I'm off working at the Family Policy Council during the week. She's at home with the kids, and she's doing a great job.
Well, that's wonderful. It takes teamwork to grow children.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And I know you have a lot of influence on them, and just the fact that they have a dad that loves them makes all the difference, and that you have input into their lives. But, you know, a lot of people really just take marriage and family for granted. Why should our culture, our government, even be concerned about marriage?
Well, you know, some people say, well, that's a private matter. The government shouldn't be involved. Well, as we've seen from this report, the government is involved. I mean, we're spending huge amounts of money because of to care for the aftercare of these families that have broken up or that never formed in the first place. Of course, the court system, when there's divorce, you've got the government making lots of decisions about child custody and who gets what money. And so the government is already involved. The question is, you know, the private sector needs to be more involved to try and strengthen marriages. And that's, you know, that's happening in Oklahoma through the Oklahoma Marriage Initiative and Marriage Network Oklahoma. But just to give some people some perspective, over the last 40 years, marriage, of course, as everyone knows, has become less common and more fragile. Between 1970 and 2005, the proportion of children living with two married parents has dropped from 85% to 68%. And almost three-quarters of children live with a single parent. Usually that's the mother. Now, and more than a third of all U.S. children are born out of wedlock. That figures out to about 25% of Caucasian babies are born to single moms. 46% of Hispanic babies and 69% of African American babies.
That's so tragic.
Yeah, and back, you know, in the mid 60s, when Daniel Patrick Moynihan, who was the U.S. senator from the state of New York, first started looking at this issue and calling attention to it, it was like 26% was in the black families that were had out of wedlock childbirth. And, of course, then that's grown clear to today's to 69%. So basically the Caucasian families today are where the black families were a few decades ago. So, you know, we've got to reverse course or it's just going to consume huge amounts of America's wealth to deal with these situations.
Yes, because when children are brought up without knowing that they are treasured, that they have an identity, that they have the backing of their family, that they have a destiny, that they're here for a purpose, they're just at loose ends. They don't know where to go.
Yeah.
They drop out of school. They don't become productive citizens or know how to parent themselves if they should become parents.
Yeah, exactly. The research shows that when parents part or fail to marry, the children seem to suffer from increased risk of poverty, mental illness, infant mortality, physical illness, juvenile delinquency, adult criminality, sexual abuse, economic hardship, substance abuse. Basically, everything that can go wrong usually does go wrong. Now, that's not to say there's not some great single moms out there that are struggling and are working very hard to produce some great kids, but this is not the ideal. The ideal is that kids need a mom and a dad.
Right.
And that's what we'd, you know, certainly like to see. And I think that's what, for my reading of Scripture, that's what God intends as well.
He certainly does. I recently taught a series of messages on fathering. I spoke about some of it here on the radio program. Because just like child development people tell us, a child at this age needs this and a child at that age needs something else. God had a plan, too, for what the fathers are to impart to the children from even before birth, because the announcement that mama's expecting ought to be met with joy, and it very often is not, and that damages the spirit of the child to not be affirmed from the beginning.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
And so we are teaching people to speak blessings over infants, in the womb and out of the womb, and to adults who still need that.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Because we still need it.
Yeah, you can imagine what it does to a child to hear that, oh, well, you were just a mistake, or, you know, we never wanted you, or whatever. I mean, you know, everybody wants to be affirmed, and that's no different for children.
Well, one of our children was a surprise. Not unwanted, but not planned. You know, we were glad.
Yeah.
But it was a surprise, and it took a few hours to make the adjustment. But she still perceives that she was not wanted, and that wasn't true. We rejoiced that we were having her, but just that initial shock even can affect a child's spirit, which I've spoken blessings over her for years, and I believe it's taking.
Good.
But you know, we don't realize the things that we have in our heart even that are unspoken can affect our children. So we need to be ones who go to the Lord for how to parent and to how to input into our children the blessings of the Lord.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
Go ahead with your...
The other thing, the report showed that, there's a similar to what we have in Oklahoma, we've had since 1999 the Oklahoma Marriage Initiative. And at the federal level, the Bush administration has been taking some of the money from the federal welfare funds and use those in innovative programs to try and strengthen marriages in states across the nation. And the report has found that if the federal marriage initiative, for example, succeeds in reducing family fragmentation by just 1%, that U.S. taxpayers would save an estimated $1.1 billion each and every year. So, we've spent some money in Oklahoma on the Oklahoma Marriage Initiative to try and, we have these classes all about us that are ongoing all across the state where the state of Oklahoma is teaching couples, both engaged couples, married couples, even cohabiting couples, communication skills, relationship skills. We're encouraging people to marry because, if couples will marry, then the chances that they'll live in poverty is greatly, greatly, greatly reduced. Although sometimes when I have with a family of seven children, sometimes I wonder about that statistic. But generally, people do much better when they're married. But oftentimes they don't maybe know, they don't have this maybe the spiritual input from the wisdom of Scripture, or they don't have the communication skills to know how to talk with each other, how to fight fairly when you have disagreements. Et cetera, et cetera. And so these relationship programs like the Oklahoma Marriage Initiative, even though they spend some money, they can save huge amounts of money over the long term. And I know, for example, the state of Texas, they've appropriated $15 million for over 2 years for their program. And this report says that that's money well spent.
That's great. Well, the purpose of Oklahoma Family Policy Council and Heartmenders is to bring lives and family relationships into health and wholeness. But this culture tears at the fabric of our family. Heartmenders wants to offer this month CDs called The Nature of the War, because unless we see we're at war, we won't fight. So it will help you recognize the issues that cause problems and how to deal with them. We'll add our book, Marriage is a Gift, to this and make these available for $25 by mail. You may call 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673, and we take Visa and MasterCard. You can also get them on our website, www.heartmenders.org. So we'll be winding up here in the next minute, Dave. What would you like else to say?
Well, I just would like to let people know, too, we both serve on the board of Marriage Network Oklahoma, and this is an organization that is working with now over 10 churches in central Oklahoma. It may be as many, I think we have 15 or 16 churches that are actually interested in this program, but this is an effort to try and help churches develop a comprehensive marriage ministry within their church to help the couples in the church as well as the couples in the community to develop strong marriages.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. That ought to be where it comes from, for sure.
And if people would like to learn more information, they can call 787-7744.
Amen, and please do so. We thank you and bless you for being with us this morning on News Radio KTOK 1000. This is Carol Gordon and David Dunn. He'll be back with us next week. I trust this program is helping expand your vision of the possibilities of healing in your life and relationships. You can have all the promises of help from heaven that you will pursue. Heartmenders International has a free meeting every Tuesday evening at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City. We have products and prayer support available at the meeting or by phone at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. You may also visit our website at www.heartmenders.org. Thank you again for joining us, and we will see you again next week. A blessing on you and your week from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.